Well, it's now another day of the government shutdown, and tomorrow will officially be 21 days. The Senate earlier today voted for an 11th time on advancing a House-passed measure to fund the government and end the ongoing shutdown. Joining us now to discuss the latest is Olivia Rinaldi from CBS News. Olivia, how are you?
Hey, it's good to be with you. I'm right here on the grounds of the White House. So apologies if you hear the president's playlist in the background. He's out here playing some music.
I can only imagine what those songs are, or what songs could be included in that playlist right now.
A lot of Elvis.
A lot of Elvis. That's interesting. Any breakthroughs today or any forward progress on ending the shutdown?
Very, very little to report here from the White House on the progressions. We're trying to end the shutdown here in Washington. We know tomorrow there will be a meeting here of Senate Republicans who will come and have lunch with the president to discuss really what the path forward is, because at this point in time, the House has not come back to Washington. Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana has said he will not bring them back because they've done their job, he says. They have passed their version of the spending bill to keep the government open for the next couple of weeks, up until that Thanksgiving deadline where there could potentially be another government shutdown. Regardless, though, the Senate has not been able to pass any measures so far. They have not had the votes to do so. Senate Republicans are going to come here tomorrow to the White House, have that discussion with President Trump, see if there's any sort of movement, any sort of negotiations that they can have with Democrats, certainly on those health care premiums that they are eager to get into the spending short gap bill. And then from there, see if there is possibility to open up the government. But I'll tell you what, it's really not something that's been top of mind here at the White House. There's been a renewed focus on certainly the peace deal in the Middle East, the war in Ukraine. There was a deal on critical minerals that was signed today between the president and the head of Australia. Very, very little to do, though, with the shutdown.
And also progress being made in Argentina. Or at least relations continuing between the president and Argentina, but not much in terms of what's going on domestically. It looks like that Senate Majority Leader John Thune will bring up a bill this week that would pay federal employees and military service members who have continued to work during the shutdown. Is there anticipation that that will go anywhere?
You know, it's certainly a bargaining chip that they're trying to use to pay these employees, but that's a reason why you'd open up the government anyways, right? It's to make sure these employees are paid. So there's a lot of questions about that. You know, air traffic controllers are now entering week three of this government shutdown, and they are about to receive a paycheck that's going to show $0 on there. They were able to get paid through the first 2 weeks thanks to some leftover funding that the FAA found, but they're now going to have a paycheck that says $0. Tell you what, those are federal employees that you absolutely want to have be paid, and you don't want to have them be stressed out in a job that is already stressful enough. So we're starting to see some upticks in sick out calls at various airports around the country, perhaps due to the fact that these workers who work so hard are not getting paid. So that's certainly the space to watch here to see if those employees are able to, you know, make enough noise that it forces the government to reopen and for them to get a paycheck.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had criticism for the GOP today. And did you hear any of his remarks? And, of course, Mike Johnson continued to point fingers at Democrats today and statements, I guess, that you would expect at this stage of the game.
You know, I did not hear Schumer's remarks here at the White House just because we didn't have the leader of Australia who was here, and the, you know, Louisiana State University's baseball team is here to celebrate their national championship. So that's what the president is doing this afternoon, which is why Speaker Johnson is up here, so they say, is to join in that celebration. But yeah, it seems that both sides are really dug in their heels at this moment. There are conversations happening between rank and file members, but not really at that leadership level. They are just not ready to sit down and maybe give some concessions to reopen the government. Certainly not a place you want to be in these negotiations. But again, all of these Senate Republicans, and certainly the House leader, are taking their cues from this White House. They're taking the cues of whether or not they should even sit down to have these negotiations. I would suspect that if they become squeezed enough that this White House would say, okay, let's sit down with them, have a conversation. They have said that the conversation and negotiations on healthcare premiums can happen. They can just happen after the government reopens. That is a non-starter for Senate Democrats, and particularly Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. So they're at an impasse right now, and it's really hard to see day 20 what the future of this looks like. You know, so we have 15 more days until they surpass the longest government shutdown in history. So we'll see. If they get to that point, let's hope not, though.
And it looks like that there's a chance that as this goes on, there may be more travels disruptions as air traffic controllers go without pay, and they're looking for ways to get cash in their pockets. That's according to what Sean Duffy said this morning on Fox News. So it could wind up impacting airports around the country.
Oh, it absolutely will. It absolutely will. Those air traffic controllers work long enough weeks already. I can tell you, as the daughter of an air traffic controller whose father did not receive a paycheck during the last government shutdown, it's not an easy job. It's not an easy place for them to be, and it's certainly one where you don't want them to be working hard in a, you know, they usually do 60-hour weeks, six shifts for 10 hours, often working weird hours like the night shift or sometimes later in the day, late into the night. To have them after those jobs not be able to go home and rest, but to go home and drive Uber, to go home and do grocery deliveries so that they can just be able to make enough to pay their mortgage, to pay their rent, to pay for their school, their kids' tuition, all of these sorts of things that continue to pile up for everyday Americans who are being held hostage by a government that won't pay them.
Olivia Rinaldi, following the situation, didn't hear very much Elvis in the background there, Olivia, so you have a very good phone. We appreciate your time here. You can hear Olivia's reports hourly here from CBS News. Olivia, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.